Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. V'ezras Hashem, we're going to finish off the beautiful Siman Tov Resh Ayin Zayin, and Mitzvah Hashem, start and complete Siman Tov Resh Ayin Ches. We'll see if we can complete it. So let's start with Siv Dalet, second line, Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Hanosar Bayom Hashmini, if you have leftover oil in the Chanukah menorah, on the eighth day after you've lit, there's leftover. So Hanosar Bayom Hashmini Min Hashemen, a person had put this in to light for the Chatzi Shah, and now there's leftover. As the Mishnah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Belelos HaKodmim Im Nosar, if the other nights that there was left over, you just use it the next night. Yochel Shamishpin, the Mitzvah HaDalakah, Belelos Shachrein, can use it for another night. And in Dirshu footnote 24, he points out, even if it's for a different candle. So the first night it was, let's say, left over from the candle of mitzvah, and the next night you can use it for the second candle, which is the Hidr mitzvah candle. Nevertheless, even though it's a lower performance of the mitzvah, it's not a problem. It's being used for Kedusha. And the Misari b'shem anacher dino kilikame. And then the halacha is, as we'll see, that as long as you're using it for the mitzvah Chanukah, it's not a problem that using it the first night and then use the leftovers for the second night. But here we're talking about on the eighth night when there is no additional candle lighting that needs to be done, and you have leftover. Well, the shir adlaka, you're dealing over here that it was from the shir that was madlik, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot Yud Ches. Haynu shalon osan tchila rak kishir adlaka. You put in the exact amount. V'nichbe be'emtza v'noser. And now, for whatever the reason, it blew out and didn't get burned up. And that's why this is huktzo l'mitzvaso. L'chein also to use it, the huktzo l'mitzvaso. But also lehanos, you're not going to get any benefit from it. However, avol l'nosa and harbi b'ner v'yosef, you put in a lot in the candle, more than the half hour, then whatever's left over, mutu l'shtamish bo l'tchil, as long as it burned for half an hour, like we already previously learned, the k'mosh kosov l'el in simon tov reish ayin beis, siv beis. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'da, the Yesh Poskim Shesovrim, the Imnos and Hashem Bistam. There are those that say that wherever you put it all in their stam, then the entire amount, even more than the Chati Shir, is Huktzo Kol Hashemen. It's all set aside for the mitzvah, unless you specifically made it tonight. Imlo the Hisno Lechatchila, unless you specified up front. But the tonight says anything that's left over, I'm reserving the right to use it. Shelo Yesor Elik Shir, and only the amount that's the Shir is not allowed to be used. However, he says Ayin La'el in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Beis in Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotlin, where this was discussed, and you can see this in the issue foot number 27. Then it said there, Shalachatila Tov Lahenos, Shalo Yosar Hashem and Yosar Mishir Adloka, that you should make this tonight so that you don't get involved in this problem. And then he adds, Misha Hisna Hashem and Shemichabe Besol Chatzi Shir, yeah, Mutter Lishtamish Bo. But if somebody were to make it tonight, that in case it goes out even within the half an hour, I want to reserve the right to use it, that's already problematic. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that it's appearing from the Mishnah Berurah there, She'ein Moel Tanai, that you can't make it tonight on because that's the Shir. And also Lishtamish Bo, even if it does go out and you made it tonight, you wouldn't be able to use it. Mipnei Shekiyama Mitzvah, the performance of the mitzvah is totally behind others, the Akzor Shemin Kedei Shir Adlok, because you needed to put in a half an hour and it was designated for that, and you can't make it tonight. And if you do make it tonight, in case it burns out, I'm not being maxed. It's as if you were modlik with less than the shear, and that wouldn't be allowed. The issue foot number 25 brings down the same halach applies to the psilos. And he brings down for the chayyadam and the kitzur shulchan aruch, shetzorech latzos medura ulusarfen, that you have to make a torch over here and burn it with that as well. And that's what the Mechaber is going to tell us in a moment, but first let's just do the Yishuv number 26, and he says, "Av shetama iser lahenos b'ner Chanukah." The reason you're not able to get benefit from ner Chanukah is brought down in the Gemara, "Mishum bizui mitzvah, v'lo mishum kedusha." It's not because it's intrinsically holy; it's because it's just a denigration of the mitzvah if you use it for something else. Kivin she'ein b'ner kedusha, the actual flame doesn't have kedusha to it; it's not a substantive thing, and therefore lechora ain't tam she'yeser lahenos b'menu liachar Chanukah shavas mana mitzvah. Technically, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get hanah from the leftover oil. And it won't really turn the mitzvahs into something that is denigrated. Nevertheless, in the Shelos Shuvos from the Mincha Shlomo, he brings down Mikol Mokum Kisha Asu Chachom Meshano Mehaneros Heim Asu Osam Kehekdish. It made it like it was hekdish, and therefore we brought down the Masechah Sofrim when we say Haneros Halalu Kodesh Heim. So we're giving them a kedusha. Another reason is brought down by the Baal Maor in the Ran. Since it was like the nace that was done in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so we give it the same halachic status as if it was like the oil in the Mikdash, which you're not allowed to get any hanah from. So therefore, bottom line is, we go back to the Mechaber, you have this leftover oil, as well we support down the psilos, so osalo madura, you make a big torch, a bonfire, the sorfo bibne atzo, and you burn it by itself. Although we'll see, there are other customs that we'll bring down. Shari huksal mitzvah, because this is set aside for the mitzvah, and you can't use it for something chol. Vim nisari b'shemen acher, and if it gets mixed up with other vachendik oil, regular oil, vein shishim levato, and there's not 60 against it, so then there is an opinion that's brought down by the tour in the name of Marami Rutenberg, yesh mi sha'omer, this opinion from the Marami Rutenberg, she'ein lahosif alav kedi levato. You're not allowed to go add on more and be mevatel and isser lechatchila. And we'll see this more in the Mishnah Berurah. But first, let's talk about what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Tes. And he brings down the Sofer B'di Atzmo, the Lanicha L'shon Abba, to leave it for next year and use it L'ner Chanukah, that you're not allowed to do. Also, because the Chashin L'Takol were concerned that you're going to leave it someplace and you're going to end up using it. And even if you were to place it, you put in the disgusting type of utensil, the Vadei Lo Yovo L'Yochlu, that you won't come to eat it because it's in the disgusting utensil. But nevertheless, Gam Kinos, you still can't do this because we're concerned the Chashin and Shema Yovo Lidlok L'Yano Semeno. So you'll use it as a flammable liquid to go light a torch or something, and that would be not using it for the purposes of Kedusha, purposes of the mitzvah, and therefore you can't do this. Mishbur Sivkot and Chav tells us, Shein lahosif alav, you're not allowed to go and be mevatel yisr lechatchila. He says, look in Yeridea, with this dinim we discuss, Ein Yeridea, Simon Sadi Tes, Sivav, the Yesh Matirin, Bechol Yisr de Rabbanon, lahosif alav im Yisari, that there is an opinion that says you can be mevatel and Yisr de Rabbanon by adding to it. And that's why he brings that over here from the Ram Rutenberg that he doesn't allow that. That's why it has to specifically say there are those things that don't allow it. This opinion of the Ram Rutenberg. Now, the issue footnote number 28 brings down, if you're in a place for whatever reason you can't make a bonfire and burn the shaman, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, so you can go pour it down someplace where people will not step on it. And this is all the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that writes, Shemut lishbocho so letoch ma'atva o kufsa ulazorko le'ashbo. You could put it into something and then throw it into the garbage. That would be fine as well if you can't burn it. However, he says, l'chatchila, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, shiroi l'srof osam, it's preferable to go and burn it. V'odif adover me'asher l'kover. That's better than burying it. Kishem she'b'neiru shalom be'samikdosh sorfu esanosu be'aneiru. There they would go and burn it and not bury it. And then he brings out a number of interesting minhagim from Kilos of Klai Yisrael across all of Europe. So what they do with the extra oil that was left over. So he brings down in the Sefer Nite Gabriel, and also in the Sefer Or Yisrael, he says, Yesh Nogu Lomar Be'eis Serefas Hashemen, that when they would burn it, they would say, the Mizmor Lamnaseach Binaginos, as brought down in the Siddur of the Arizal. Others had the custom, Shenogu L'Sarfo Berovam, they would do this in a big public bonfire, and this is brought down as the Minog of Frankfurt, and also the Minog in Stalin. Others had the minhag, the sorfu biyom, zeichel esreif asakotchim, sheinol biyom. They would have to do it during the daytime, like they would burn kotchim in the daytime, and this was the minhag in Karlin. And then finally, he brings down the minhag from the Belza. There we go, and burn it bedavka with the chomets in every Pesach. You started with one mitzvah, to do it with another mitzvah as well. The issue number 29 brings down, v'avshelinin hosofas eitzim biyontiv, agabi eitzim shedinam kemukta, shenofel usanir lasikam. If you had firewood that was not permissible, it was muktzah, and then it got mixed in with good firewood, so there we said, mutter, you could go add more, the levata le'isser, because it's a davar she'yesh lo matir, and it would eventually be good after yontif, so therefore you could do this. So the Mishnah Berurah says there, the reason you're allowed to do that there, lo hutter af bin yonenu, but here it's not allowed, is because here getting hanoah right at the same time. Whereas there, you're not getting hanoah at the same time, it's heating it up, and then you can cook with the heat that's generated. So therefore, there's a difference between the two. And finally, the issue for number 30 brings down, what happens if somebody did ma'ariv other shemen with it? So the Kafa Chaim writes, the also came shogi, if he did it accidentally, he didn't realize you're not allowed to do it, or he didn't realize that this was the Ner Chanukah, then you get hanoah from it. But if he didn't amaze it, so then it's also for him to get any hanoah from it, and other people would be able to get hanoah from it, however. Kedid misha bitel isa lechatchila, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea as well, in that Siman Sadi Tes, Siv Hey. Now do the Bir Halacha Dibra Masal Hatzorich, and he says, the Mishnah Berurah wrote that there are these poskim that say that you should not use the oil even if it was more than a half an hour. However, everybody agrees, the Chofetz Chaim says, Aval im lokach tzluchas shel shemen, if you purchased oil and it's in a container, and it was for the purpose of Chanukah, and you use it up and you have half a container left, so then, l'kuliyama, then everybody would agree, ain't anosu b'chlav moser ha-shemen sh'b'ner Chanukah. That certainly is not considered moser ner shemen Chanukah. It's different if it was actually put into the little glasses which you lit for the Chanukah and there's left over. So then, even if it was more than a half hour, there's an opinion that says you shouldn't use it. But here, it's still in the container, and therefore, it is not going to be something that is also l'kuliyama. This concludes this beautiful siman Tav Resh Ayin Zayin, and now we'll start Tav Resh Ayin Ches, and Mitzvah Hashem will have a chance to complete it. So this siman deals with the dinim of Shabbos versus Chanukah candles. Now, what's the possibility? You do both. So Rachmon Lusan, Sif Aleph, which is only the only sif in this siman, he says, Misha Ein Yodu Maseges, if a person Nebuch is so poor, Baruch Hashem, this rarely occurs today, but in the times of Shulchan Aruch, and certainly in the times of the Gemara, there were people that were very, very poor, and they didn't have the ability to buy both their Shabbos and their Chanukah. Misha Ein Yodu Maseges Liknos Ner Chanukah V'Ner Shal Shabbos. They don't have both. So what should you do? Yikne Ner Shabbos. You purchase the Ner Shabbos. Why? Because the purpose of the Ner Shabbos is Ne Shalom Bayis. Shalom Beso. And that takes precedence, as the Ramah points out, Ayin La'el and Simon Reish Samachim Sif Gimel, with some of these dinim are discussed, which we'll see in a moment as well. So, we're looking at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Aleph. He says, V'im Yeshlo Ner Echod Lebeso Sagi. Here, we would allow one candle, even though normally we light two candles, Zohar Shomer, and some people have a minog, they light many more, as we'd learned. Nevertheless, in this situation, one candle would be enough for the Shalom Bayis. So Avo Gav the Tov Roy Shiyah Shnei Reis Shabbos. Even though the minhag is to have at least two, Kedilel B'Simin Reish Shamach Gimel, as we learned over there in Hilchos Shabbos. Nevertheless, Mikol Makom B'Makom Atchak. Under these extenuating circumstances, where you're so poor that you can't afford two candles for Shabbos and also licht for Chanukah, so then Dai Shiner Echad Al Shulchan would be adequate to have one candle on the table. This way, you'll have the Shalom Bayis. Sh'ochav Asharol Ner Chanukah. You'll be able to see the food, and you won't stub your toes, and you will have Shalom Bayis. And then the rest of the money you can use to purchase Ner Chanukah to even do it. Levi Min HaMahadrid. So here, as long as you can have one candle for Shabbos, then use the rest of the proceeds, all the rest of the money you have, to do the Ner Chanukah, even if that's Mahadrin or Mahadrin, to light, let's say, on the seventh night, seven candles, so you'll have the seven candles of Chanukah, and you only have one licht for Shabbos. That is preferable. You shouldn't take two licht for Shabbos in this situation and only light one candle for Chanukah, because you don't have enough to light Mahadrin and Mahadrin. Tishavu number one tells us, Misha Be'er Shabbos Chanukah Ein Lo Kesev Liknos Lo Ner Shabbos Lo Ner Chanukah. Very interesting scenario. Guy's so broke, he doesn't have money for either of them. So the din is, normally, for Ner Shabbos, you don't have to go sell your shirt off your back. But for Ner Chanukah, you do have to go sell the shirt off your back. So Rav Kahanim in Zatzal, the great Panavish Rosh Yeshiva, he said, Lefi Mashmo Sloshin Aram, according to the Rambam, She'ein Chiv Limkor Ksuso Litzorach Knias Ner Shabbos, since you don't have to sell your clothing for Shabbos, so would you be Chayiv in this situation to sell your shirt for the Ner Chanukah? Himilchuyiv Ofen Zeh Limkor Ksuso Amanas Liknos Lo Ner Chanukah. Because Ner Chanukah, you do have to sell the shirt off your back. But now, when you get the money for it, so the din is that the Shabbos licht take priority over the Chanukah licht. So what should you do? It's like a circular reasoning over here, because you don't have to sell the shirt to buy the Ner Shabbos, but you do have to sell the shirt to buy Ner Chanukah. So then you sell the shirt, but now you have money, now you have to use it for Ner Shabbos. So what is the halacha? So he brings down in this situation that he's not sure what you do. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Mistava Shimkor Ksuso, you do have to sell your shirt, and then V'yasaner Shiyikne Yadlik L'Shem Ner Chanukah, you're obligated to purchase with the money the Ner Chanukah. Shumuchayv Limkor Ksuso, that was what you sold your shirt for. I, L'Gabi Ner Shabbos, Nechshav Kamisha Ein Lo Kesef Eliksus. And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, so you wouldn't have Shabbos licht. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, Shochein Chayiv Limkor Ksuso Liknos Ner Chanukah. You were obligated to sell your shirt for Ner Chanukah, but once you get the proceeds, now you have to spend it on Ner Shabbos. However, he brings down the Bir Halacha in Simon Reish Samach Gimel, and the name of the Prima Godim, Shigam Lener Shabbos Sorech Limko Suso. There is an opinion, not like the Rambam, that says that for Ner Shabbos, you also have to sell your shirt, so then this problem doesn't get off the ground. The issue number two brings down, Vim Tov Asava Shener Chanukah Adiv. If a person made a mistake and thought that the Ner Chanukah was more important, and he lit the Chanukah licht outside, and then he finds out this didn't, well, it's still not yet Shabbos, so then he brings down from the Shelus Uchuvus, Afar Kisa De Inya, and he says that Shenechshav Kehektish Vitos. It was put out there as Chanukah licht by mistake, and therefore you're allowed to bring it inside and use it as Ner Shabbos. The Sharet Zion Oz Gimel, he brings down, why do we allow you to use the Mahadrin for Chanukah as opposed to having the Mahadrin for Shabbos by using two Neiros? So he says, because the concept of Mahadrin in regards to Chanukah is brought down in the Gemara. Then we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Beis. He says that you do this because of Shalom Bayis, that you should preferably have the Shabbos over the Chanukah licht. So he says, Yesh Omrim de Bizmanas, and nowadays, Shemadlikim Bifnim Yikner Lener Chanukah. Since we light indoors, that you should use it for Ner Chanukah. Aye, Shari Lo Yesha Bechoshi. You're not going to be in the dark anyway by having the Chanukah licht here. Aye, you're not going to get Hanukkah from it. Baba Bish also Lishamish Laura. Nevertheless, Heavy Kishasa Sakona. This is no different than if it was a Shasa Sakona where we don't light by the windows. And the Isa Leel is Simon Tofri Shainav, we already learned previously. And Sif Hey over there, the Manicho Alashulchano. You're allowed to put it on your table. So inadvertently you'll get benefit from it. So therefore, in this situation where you're lighting indoors, he says it's preferable to actually use it for Ner Chanukah rather than for Ner Shabbos. However, he says, Aval Rov HaAchronim Eskimu. Nevertheless, he brings down the Rov HaAchronim, and you can see this is the Sharet Zion Ozvah of the Elia Rabbah, the Big Deyesha, so Samashav and Derech HaChayim and others, that in this situation, the Ein L'chalik Bazeh Bein Bizman HaGmor L'Zonenu, no. Whether it's the time of the Gemara or nowadays, you purchase Ner Shabbos if you only have enough for Ner Shabbos and not Ner Chanukah. The issue number 3 says, the understanding over here is brought down in Hilchos Shabbos was She'ein Shalom Bayis V'lo Ner. You can't have Shalom Bayis without Ner. You're going to get into fights, you're not going to enjoy the food, you'll stub your toe, and the Mishnah Berurah added over there, She'gam B'cheder She'ein O'ochabo Tzorech L'had L'chol HaPochos Ner Echad K'dei Shalom Yechosho Be'etz V'Evan. And he says, you should try to have lights in any room that you're going into, other than the bedroom, the whole discussion there in the bedroom, but in rooms that you're going to go into, you should try to have a light there. The issue number 4 brings down. Nowadays we have electric lights. And min natam, shosholom bayis, kfar in tzorach barneir. We technically don't need the candle. We have the electric light on. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Yigas Moshe brings down, shener chanukah, shula for sumi nisa, kodem ner Shabbos. Nowadays, if you have electric lights on, so take the limited money that you have and buy ner chanukah, not ner Shabbos. Vein lahakti ner Shabbos, mechach masa chashah asharocho, sheyiskalka lachashmal. You don't have to be concerned that the lights will go out. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, and Rav Nissen Karlitz, both Sassal, and this is also the opinion of Rav Sternbuch, Shlita, in the Shelis Chuvos, Chuvos Vahan Hogos. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, disagrees. He says, Apil is Manenu nowadays, Sheish, or Rechash, even though we have electric lights, you call Mokom Ner Shabbos Odif, Vein Lahog was it. No, Shabbos comes first, period, and you shouldn't be Mekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is also Mistopic, Badover, Mishador, Levado, Bavais, if you're living alone, or Mokom Sheish, or Kshenu Kosher, Lemitzus Ner Shabbos, Chanukah, or there's light that's not good for Shabbos, Chanukah. For example, a Goy lit a light, Vein Lo Ella Ner Echel, the Shabbos, Chanukah, and then you only have one candle for Shabbos, Chanukah, which is preferable, Lechora, Kivinshu Yechidi, he's alone in the house, or there's other light over there. So technically, you should think that the Ner Shabbos aren't really necessary for Shalom Bayis. On the other hand, he says, in that situation, maybe not. Maybe it's a low plug, and we don't make any such distinction. He's left with a tzarach in. Tishvu number 5 says, when you are using the Ner Chanukah on your table, should you make the bracha for both Chanukah and Shabbos? So that's a sofik. He's going through a Shalom Zalman Zatzal, and he's left with a tzarach in. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, where he says, look in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos Reis Hamakim Sif Gimel, the Mavur Sham, the Ein Yodom Asegis on Ner Shabbos V'Kiddush Hayom. If the choice is between Ner Shabbos and Kiddush, so then Gamkei Ner Shabbos Kodem. So too, the Ner Kaddish is Kodem. The Shavu number 6 brings down, V'afilu Im Tzorach Liknos Ner Shabbos V'Ner Chanukah V'Kiddush. You have all three to buy, V'Kasmi Yaspik Liknos Ner Chanukah. You'd have enough money for the Ner Chanukah and the wine, although you wouldn't have enough money for the Shabbos candles. And in this situation, the Kavachai brings down the name of the Radvaz, Shastil Ner Shabbos Odif, Mishum Shagodol HaSholom V'Docha Mishnam, that Ner Shabbos would trump over the other two. Albeit in Deir Shifu number 7, he brings down again from Ramosha Feinstein, that's how that we have electric lights, so he says in this situation, the Yayin the Kiddush would take precedence over the Ner Shabbos. And this is all the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. And in addition, the Ner Chanukah is not Kodim L'Yayin Shul Kiddush V'Havdol. Then he brings down, if two bali batim, adar mevayis echo, evil echo mehem, ein dai, gam le ner chanukah, gam le kiddush hayom. And the person doesn't have for both, ner chanukah and kiddush hayom. So the Prima Gadol says, he should be mevakish from his friend in that situation, shiakn lo chelik b'shemun v'silas b'chinam, that he should give him for free, a share in that, and then use the money to buy the wine for kiddush, and he'll be yotze the hadlokas neros with his friend. Now we continue the Mechaber of Imyesh Lola Shul Shabbos. So he has enough money for the Ner Shul Shabbos. And now, the Ein Lo, he doesn't have enough money, L'Ner Chanukah, Uliyana L'Kiddush, Hayom. He only can buy either Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush. So Yikne L'Ner Chanukah, he should purchase the Ner Chanukah, Mishum Pesumi Nisa, because of the great mitzvah of Pesumi Nisa, and not have the wine for Kiddush. Haga, the Ramah adds, V'huadin Ner Chanukah, Kodin L'Yayin L'Avdallah. Similarly, the Ner Chanukah takes precedence over the Yayin L'Avdallah, and he says as well, V'ayin L'El, and Simon's Reish Sadi Vav, Siv Hei, with these dinim are discussed. So now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet, where he tells us, V'mayri D'yesh L'Pas, because he has bread over here, the Yayin L'Pas, if he doesn't have bread, and he can't make Kiddush at all, then K'niyas L'Pas, Docha, Afil L'Ner Shul Shabbos, then the bread would take precedence even over the Ner Shul Shabbos. The Koshki, Ner Shul Chanukah, Kiddush Hayom, and certainly, over the Chanukah and the Kiddush. And he says, Ayel and El Simon Reish HaMakim Sif Kotten Tess, the Mishnah Berurah, will be our Lachos Shom. Where that is discussed in further detail. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Hei tells us, Hainu Nerecha, to buy one candle, but most of the Liyan and Kiddush, and the rest are used for wine and Kiddush. Sif Kotten Vav, Bisur Minitza, V'Kiddush Hayom, Halo Yochel L'Kadish B'Pas, because the Kiddush you can make on the Pas. V'Lav Hachi Kiddush Alayayin, Rakh with the Rabbanan, and the whole idea of Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanan anyway, the Minatari Yotze V'Zchira Sadron B'Abba, V'Yotze by just saying V'Yichulu itself. Sivkot and Zayin, and it takes precedence over Yayin Havdallah, Mishum Haytaima, for the same exact reason that we just gave. And he says, look, in Hilchos Shabbos, Sivkot and Ches, Einisko Shom Yosef Bikad, it doesn't really say much more over there. And nevertheless, Benira, the Tzorach Lomar, Kedel, B'Simim, and it shouldn't have said over there, look over there, specifically, it should have said Kidila El. It says like it says over there. So we rushed through this little bit of Siman Tov Reish Ayin Ches, but it was a beautiful Siman, and with this we conclude today's shir.